Hello, I am Amy Gutman, Penn's president. I would like to tell you about the architectural history of one of Penn's first buildings on our current campus, College Hall. Located on College Green or Blanche Levy Park, the building is located at the center of Penn activity. College Hall was designed by Professor Thomas W. Richards and was completed in 1873. It was constructed using local bright green serpentine with polychromatic details that are especially bright when the sun is shining. A lot of the universities constructed after the Civil War were built in the Victorian Gothic or Gothic styles, including Penn. But Penn's use of the serpentine material is unique among those campuses. The building is one of the most notable Victorian Gothic buildings in Philadelphia and is considered to be Richards' masterpiece. In fact, College Hall is listed on the National Register of Historic Places for its role in the history of collegiate architecture. Unfortunately, serpentine deteriorates easily as a result of the pollution associated with big cities. And by 1888, the university was already repairing College Hall's towers and walls. Both towers were eventually removed in the 20th century. In 1988, Penn alum Mariana Thomas and the Clio Group began restoring the exterior of the building. At one point, College Hall housed all functions and all offices of the university. Now it contains the offices of the president, the provost, and undergraduate admissions, as well as classrooms and the original assembly room of the college on the second floor. It's also home to the Philomathian Society, the nation's oldest student literary organization, founded in 1813. Cartoonist and Penn alum Charles Adams is thought to have used College Hall as his inspiration for the mansion in the Adams Family movies and cartoons. In the Adams Family movies, when Lurch, the butler, answers the door of Morticia and Gomez Adams' house, it's actually College Hall that you see.